Westminster may be best known for crowning the top dog best in show, but it's also where junior dog handlers compete for top honors. Rather than focusing on the dog's attributes, judges are looking for how well their handler can present their canine companions. Allison McCabe reports from the show in New York.
On Monday morning, New York's Pier 94 was packed with kids as young as 9 years old. Sydney Wills traveled more than 1,000 miles from her home in Spencer, Oklahoma, to show her dachshund. You might think she'd be nervous, but at 13, she's already a pro at this.
Since we're in New York and it's cold, I had to get up and walk my dog, make sure I get his sweater on because it is freezing cold. Then I had to walk all the way down here, get him groomed and get him ready, and then go into the show ring.
Thousands of junior handlers are registered with the American Kennel Club, but only those who can rack up 7 or more wins over the year qualify to compete at Westminster.
The hours are long. It's a lot of work. People don't realize that it's not just show and go.
Kathy Kirk is a veteran handler and juniors coach. She says getting to the top requires incredible skill and dedication.
They miss a lot out on school and other sports things and a social life.
For 15-year-old Imre Mancini, competing at Westminster is a chance to carry on a family legacy. Her sister won last year's top junior handler prize. The trick is learning how to work with the dog, and she says that's harder than it looks.
In juniors, they look for that your foot is with the dog's foot. You're following the same pattern as the dog so that you guys match up.
After 2 days of preliminary competition, neither Sydney nor Imre made the cut, but 8 others advanced to compete at Madison Square Garden. The staging area behind the show floor was abuzz as VIPs mingled with the press and handlers put the final touches on their dogs. A spritz here, a clip there. The juniors were surprisingly as serene as the adults, and the dogs were virtually silent. At promptly 7 o'clock, the 8 finalists took the floor clad in sequin dresses and dinner jackets, strategically outfitted with hidden treat pockets.
Members of the Westminster Kennel Club welcome you to night 2 of their 143rd consecutive annual dog show. First held in 18...
Jonathan Weary looked every bit as dapper as his Cocker Spaniel. And first-time Westminster qualifier Melanie Lopez's miniature poodle was similarly elegant, with a light bounce in a step. The handlers communicated with the dogs using eye contact and subtle hand signals. The judge did the same with the handlers.
Madeline Bueller of Manchester, Missouri.
In the end, the best junior handler title went to 17-year-old Madeline Bueller, whose pug was one of the crowd favorites. Madeline and her mom, Stephanie, were both excited.
We're going to sleep in tomorrow and get home to the family.
Although they had slightly different plans for celebrating the win.
We'll probably go have Mexican and margaritas.
Backstage, the runners-up posed for selfies with their friends while one of the dogs nibbled on the remains of a well-earned hot dog. As one more Westminster draws to a close, the handlers are already preparing for regional competitions that could get them back to Westminster next year. But as they say their goodbyes, they just look like kids. For NPR News, I'm Allison McCabe in New York.